Welcome if you're new. If you're not new, well, welcome to you anyway. Right? So here you are. And we'll get started here in just a second. Let me get everything set up for you. I have some news for you. Some, I think, important news. First, so this has to do with the FAA stuff. So I wanted to go over that before we start. Let me give you the format of the show quickly so you can anticipate. I have a little bit of a cold, so I'm going to cough a little bit. But anyway, there you go. But it's not, I'm over the cold. It's just this lingering mess. So anyway, the format of the show will be I will start off and do this presentation for you. About halfway through, I'll take a break and just talk about some of the stuff we're doing for 5 minutes or so. If you want to communicate, the best way to do that's through chat. I'll look at that later. And then we'll finish out the show in the second half of the hour. And then when that's completed, then I'll close out the show. And then what I'll do is I'll look through the room will still be open for the next 2 hours. So the second hour will be me going through the chats, answering your questions, and then the and open mic. So I'm going to open up everybody's mic, and we're usually everybody's been really good with that. So no one has been like crazy with it, and they've all been polite and all that. So but you can say whatever you want. You can comment on, you can ask questions, any of that. And then sometimes the third hour would be another presenter, like say Fanafi, Gary, somebody. But this week it'll just be another open mic because not be, it's just because the Redbird migration is going on. A lot of people are commuting back in from that event or don't have enough bandwidth for it. So that's fine though. All right, so that's the format of it. Okay, that's what we're going to be doing today. So now FA news. So the first modernization of Part 141 meeting was held online, and it was held a few days ago, and I was invited. I'm on that in that section. There was about 400 of us on that call, and all the main players were there, everybody who matters. So Everett Rashon, who's the manager of AFS 800, 900, 800, he runs the whole all certification for airmen. He leading that group. And then we've got I forgot her name, Judy Harper, I think her name is. She runs the 141 in the mothership. And then the other people were there, lots of people. And so here's the deal. This is very unique. This is something happening right now. So typically, the FAA, when they want to rewrite rules, they would create an ARAC or a ARC, which means Aviation Advisory Rulemaking Committee. And then that committee would be then opened, and there's protocol. And the FAA has protocol on all the ARCs and what has to happen, timelines, what can be, all the rules. Let's just say, well, they're not going to do that this time. They're going to just have open meeting, open public meetings. That's it. And they're going to provide, some of us are going to sit on the working group. So I'm going to sit on one of the working groups, most likely. we'll see. I'm sure they'll say yes. But anyway, it's on the course requirements side. So there's a complete rewrite of Part 141 coming. The last time when it was officially written was in the 1970s, and it was revised slightly in 1997. It hasn't been touched since then. So this is going to be a big deal. And because it's not an ARAC or an ARC, and it's going to be open meetings, 8 open meetings until the end of next year. And then the working groups will work in between that time. The recommendations will come in the beginning. About this time next year is when the recommendations will come. And those will go to rulemaking. So all these will be published in the Federal Register, including the times of the meetings and so on. So if you want to attend, you could. So there's that. So anyway, this is big news because when we rewrite Part 141, there's a lot in there needs to be changed. And so that's happening. So just to let you know. Okay, so, and you can find out, I'll show you a website later. I'll get the show kicked off here. But I'll show you a website that'll give you all the details on that so you can keep up with it, okay? But for now, let's begin here. Let's get on to what we came here for, right? Yeah, stop talking about that and start talking about this. Okay, let's do that. I'm here to tell you about how to become a flight instructor if you're, or how to make a career as a flight instructor. So I'm pretty good at this. So I've been doing this a long time. I say since God was a little girl. So, so there you go. So I'm going to tell you two things. Number one is how you can make money as a flight instructor, how you can do this full time. And yes, there's some concessions, there are some compromises, there are some of this, some of that to do. But I'm gonna fill you in on a big secret. Since I was a flight instructor since 1995, okay, and since that point, about 2 years later, there hasn't been a year I haven't made over $100,000 a year as a flight instructor. Not 1 year, okay, and sometimes a lot more than that. And so I'm going to show you how to do that. I'm going to show you how to poise yourself to be able to do something like that. Now. From CFI Bootcamp in Miami Beach, Florida. This is the Power Hour. Welcome.